Debbie Reardon.
Hey, Debbie. My name is Amy Nelson. I'm from the Quality Control Department over here at Local Splash, your current marketing team. How are you doing today?
Yeah, hi. Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Is everything recovering pretty good over there in your parts?
Yeah, for the most part, it's starting to calm down. Because, you know, my clients are tree guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been, you know, clearing out trees.
Yeah. For sure.
So finally, they finally got everything that they're supposed to have.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see if I can get them together next Wednesday at 4 o'clock.
Oh, we just need one person for 30 minutes. It doesn't require all of your team members. So what the client onboarding consists of is literally you giving us the service radius as well as the services that ArborDocs is offering so that we can begin building the Google profile and the Facebook ads and all of the social media marketing.
Oh, I thought you needed, like, pictures of...
You can send the pictures in any time. You can send those pictures in at any time, but your account has been with us for a little bit now, and we'd really like to get started on the actual advertising portion. The conversation for client onboarding only takes about 30 minutes, and I'm really sorry if Aubrey was not clear with you about the expectations or needs of what the client interview is.
Yeah, because I thought I had to be on the phone with you and show you all the documentation at the same time I was talking to you.
No, you can email that in at any time, hon. I'm going to be honest with you. Okay, I'm going to be your account lead from here on out. Don't worry. Aubrey's not with us anymore because unfortunately, he didn't make it. Okay.
Yeah, I get that. Because I kept asking about some stuff, and he was like, well, you need to do this. And I'm like, really? Okay.
I got you, girl.
Okay.
We're working together now. So what I'm going to do is I want to get you on the books for your client onboarding. I've sent you a text with my direct extension. That way you don't have to worry anymore. So what's going to happen is I'm going to get you on the books for the client onboarding call. This is literally a phone call that takes about 20, 30 minutes. I will be calling to introduce you to your onboarding agent. They're going to go through the motions, get everything squared away. They will forward an email to you that's like, hey, this is the stuff that we need if you have it for verification, and then you email it back to us. You don't have to show us live.
Okay. I asked them that question. Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
I apologize. Yeah. I deeply apologize for any miscommunication, but your account literally came over to me because it's like, hey, the last time we spoke to her was on the 3rd, and she'd asked for us not to contact back until she's ready, only because, you know, the storm damage. We get it. We understand you were under really terrible conditions, but we also don't want to just sit here for a while without being able to produce anything for you either. So let's take a look at the calendar, and I have available appointment time. I mean, I don't know if you'd be available later today between 6 and 7, or I have appointment times all day tomorrow starting as early as between 10 and 11, and the last one is between 6 and 7.
Oh, hi, Amy. I just got your text. Okay.
Oh, good.
Let me look at my – I am going to a thing tomorrow. So, I'll stop till later. I can't today.
Okay.
Slam today, but tomorrow I can around 3.
Okay. I can do, let me see what the schedule says. Okay. I can do either, between 2 and 3, or I can do between 4 and 5. Right at 3 to 4 is their lunch break, so they can't do it then.
Understood. 2 to 3 would work.
Perfect. Okay.
Now, I do not need to be near them to do this.
No, I promise you. I promise you, you don't need to be near them to do this. Okay. What the call is going to consist of is I'm going to call you from our 877 phone number, Debbie. And then I'm going to introduce you to the agent. You know, it might be Catherine or Ivan. I'm going to say, hey, so this is Nikki or Catherine or Ivan or whoever we get at the moment. And then, they're going to jump on the phone and they're going to verify things like the keywords that you want to come up for, the service radius of where you would like to be promoted. They're going to get access. If you have a Facebook page, they're going to get access to that. They send you an email notification. They're going to go over the items which we send to you in email that we can use for Google verification, which is like business license, insurance. Those are the main, you know, business registration, tax, EIN number. And you just send that stuff over via email. You don't have to be around the guys, or it has nothing to do with them, honestly.
Okay.
I can't believe that that was so unclear to you. I feel terrible about that.
I can't see how many times they've yelled at me. Oh God, these poor guys. I'm just not going to tell them.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
They'll lose their minds,
won't they? Yeah, and we couldn't really blame them, right? Because that's not. Yeah. So I'm looking here at everything. It looks like, okay, I see the website, and then he put in the notes, I just want to verify, you do have a Facebook page for,
yes,
and it's under ArborDoc, or it's under Hop?
ArborDoc VA, as in Virginia.
Yes, yes, ma'am. And then the website, it's ArborDoc.com?
ArborDocVA.com.
Okay, well, that explains it here. Oh, my goodness gracious, this guy. VA. Okay. Okay, ArborDocVA.com is coming up. There's no K on it. It's D-O-C-K. D-O-C.
Like Docs.
Yes.
Oh,
my
gosh. Yeah, ArborDoc.
Stand by. It's okay. Hold on. I've got you. ArborDoc Virginia Incorporated?
Yes.
Got it. Now, do you have a business license, insurance, business registration, anything like that for the company?
I will get it.
Okay. Okay.
I have it.
Okay, cool. That's perfect. Then whichever, any of that, if you have the LLC or the incorporation, any of that, anything that just proves that you're legit, that's fine. We send that in. It's no biggie. If you don't have those things, again, not the end of the world. We literally can use like photographs of tools, equipment, the vehicle. There's lots and lots of ways for us to get you verified. It's not a problem.
Okay.
And then I have your service radius here. How far, 25 miles from 24184?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the guys will say they'll go anywhere. Of course they will. But
realistically, how far do you want to send them?
You have
50. Okay, because I was going to say you have 50 to play with. So up to 50 miles. And then we're going to go ahead and get, I've got the domain, I've got the website. This looks great. Okay. One moment here.
Thank you. I designed it. Thank you.
Oh, I look at websites all day long, and that doesn't necessarily look like it's been, like it was homemade. Okay. It looks good.
Well, I do on my advertising agency, so I do it for a lot of my clients. So. Okay.
So you do know what you're doing. That's beautiful. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, so was it previously Hops Tree Service? Was that your previous name?
Hops and AAA Tree Work.
Mm-hmm.
They combined their efforts.
Okay, I love that. So I've got this. I've got this information switched out. Okay, let me change this out because not correct. Okay, I've got that. 50 miles. Got that. Okay, the next thing that I have to ask is I want to make sure that I have the proper information. 9940 Brooks Mill Road in Wirtz, Virginia?
Yes.
Okay, Was there ever a Google verification done for the company?
No, I thought this is what you guys were doing for
us. We do, absolutely. We do that, for sure. I just wanted to make sure that there is nothing else floating out there about the company, because if there is, then we have the ability to claim it and move from there as well. So I just wanted to make sure is all, okay?
I do want to tell you, I'm because this has been probably the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Bob, who is co-owner,
mm-hmm.
He has felonies.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not a problem.
That's been the big problem with going through Google.
Oh, that's because if you guys were trying to do Google guaranteed, LSA, local service ads, Google pay-per-click, then yes, that would be an issue.
Okay.
But doing regular Google or Google ads is not an issue at all.
Okay.
I promise you. If it was, I would tell you that. But there's no issue with that at all.
So to get Google guaranteed or whatever.
We could do it. We would just do a workaround. We would only do it through your name. We wouldn't do it through his name. Because if he has, well, it depends on how old are his felonies.
They're pretty old, but.
If they're older than 7 years, then.
If we go through Thomas's name, that would be really.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we could do that. This is the thing, is if those felonies are older than 7 years, I've seen people, literally, I had a customer who did 25 years in prison in defense of his daughter, okay, and it was, you know, he got approved. He got approved as a handyman. He did his time. It was older than 7 years, and they approved. Google has understanding that you know, life happens sometimes. You know? So it's not, they're not unreasonable. They just want to make sure that it's not something that is current or something that is recent. So getting you guys Google Guarantee approved after we go through this process is absolutely not a problem at all. We can revisit that. We could talk about that. In fact, I'm looking here at a Google listing for Thomas Hops Tree Service LLC.
That is Thomas. It would be actually, everything would need to go in his name.
Okay. But my question here is, does anybody have access to that Google listing?
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
We tried to do it, and we weren't very successful.
Okay, well, that listing already has 26 verified reviews. And the reason that I bring that up is if we could claim that one with the 26 reviews.
Yeah, you can. You absolutely can.
We can make the attempt to do that. I'm going to grab it, and then I'm going to let them know during client onboarding that I want them to try to claim this one. Let me go like this. Yes. Okay, has an old GBP under a different business name, merged companies, and wants us to attempt to claim this GBP with the 26 reviews and rename it with new phone number and info. Okay.
Yeah,
it's worth a shot. It's worth a shot is why I'm saying, that's why I brought it up, because it's worth a shot for us to at least try. Okay?
Got it.
And if they say, no, we need to start completely fresh, okay, fine, no biggie, then we start completely fresh. Or they may say, let us build the fresh one, right? And then we will claim that other one and combine them, which is
okay.
the best of both worlds, okay?
Okay.
And now with the services, hun, the tree services, are you doing everything tree? Are you doing tree pruning, tree crowning, all of it, right? Are you doing stump removal?
Yeah.
Okay, and so you don't mind being called out strictly only for stump removal jobs?
No, we'll do everything. No.
Okay,
they'll do it. Right.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. Okay, I've got you. So I look forward to talking with you tomorrow. We're going to get this squared away for you. Absolutely no worries, okay?
Perfect. Gosh, I appreciate this. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And then again, if you have any questions when you're ready to start Google Guarantee after we get this mess straightened out, you give me a call and I have all the workarounds. I'm actually Google Guarantee certified within our company. I'm the main person who sets those accounts up. So I'm the one. Okay.
It's like, I'm like, we weren't getting anywhere. We thought it was our fault.
Well, it kind of was, only because you didn't know any better, and they don't make it easy. They don't say, hey, this is what you can do to help yourself, right? They don't make it easy. And the reason that they don't make it easy is because they actually want you guys to go through the premier partners like us so that you're not wasting your energy, your money, things like that.
I get it.
Okay, we're here
for
you.
I'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
Yes, ma'am. And anytime you have a question, feel free to reach out to me directly, okay?
Perfect. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Got you.